Can't stop, won't stop.
The program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
One more time from the top.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from California's capital, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the man, the myth, the mustache. Here's Nate.
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Mustache.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. It was gone last week.
Why'd you go bye-bye?
I told the story on last Friday's show. Basically, short version of the story, a hair from said mustache got caught in the tab on a soda can and yanked it out. And then I was pissed. So it had to go.
I see this is what happens when I don't listen to the podcast. I get behind on everyone's life.
Yeah, well, that's
how... Won't happen again, I apologize.
That's how we keep it up. But yeah, the mustache is gone. I wasn't that attached to it. It's one of those things. Coming up on the show today, Miley and the Mexican flag. Why I think Iran isn't all bad. Plus, Clay Aiken weighs in on celebrities and the photo hacking scandal.
He's still a fucking thing?
He's a candidate for Congress.
Shut the front door.
Yes. Yes, he is a candidate for Congress.
Clay Aiken, you fucking go do your thing.
Probably win, too.
Probably. Fucking Mormon moms love him.
Well, he was going to have a runoff in the primary, but then his opponent ended up dying mysteriously.
Shut
I swear to God. I swear to God. So, yeah, people in North Carolina are going to the polls with the opportunity to send Clay Aiken to Washington, D.C., to represent them. So that
it's sad that they get Clay Aiken, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, we had him as governor.
No, what I'm saying, but like the fact that like as a political representative, like it's North Carolina and they had a better one.
Well, I don't know that it's better.
I mean,
he's
quality.
Gayer.
I don't understand. Those are the same thing. No, but really, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is not a fan. Not
really. Really, a roided out guy who fucked his maid and had a legitimate child that he was denying. Not you're not a big fan.
No, not. I mean, I'm just saying Clay Aiken would never have that kind of a scandal.
No, he would not.
I'm so funny.
Oh God! Swear to God. all right, let's just. So last Saturday, I went to the California Brewers Festival, which has nothing to do with the baseball team in Milwaukee, at Discovery Park.
What is this park that everyone keeps fucking talking about?
Discovery Park.
I have yet to discover Discovery Park.
It's off the freeway.
Yeah.
Which freeway?
It's off of 5.
Yeah.
Oh.
Off Garden Highway.
Garden Highway.
Yeah. It's a big park right along the river.
Mm.
Yeah. The actual Discovery Park, most of it is on the north side of the river.
So but they had a brewery. That's hard work for me.
California Brewers Festival. And in the program, they listed all of the breweries that were going to be there. It was 2.5 pages. So
what size font?
And
what style?
I don't know.
Was it Comic Sans size 14? Because that's not that many. That's a lot.
There were a lot of brewers there. Got to taste a lot of tasty beers. So go in and just regular tickets. Because you could be a VIP. And VIP means you really are an alcoholic. Because you pay extra to get in an hour early because 5 hours of drinking in the sun just isn't enough.
Oh, damn.
Gotta make it 6.
So let's see. It was significantly more, too, to be a VIP. But you got in an hour earlier. You got to start drinking earlier. And instead of the plastic sample cups that everybody else got, you got little glass mason jars. For
so you really got to rub it in everyone's faces, and everyone got to see who the true alcoholics
were. They realized that was beer and not moonshine, right?
Right. So I don't know why they picked that, but that was the big benefit for the VIP
posers
members.
And hipsters. They,
wow,
Christiana.
I don't think hipsters could afford those, but it was an interesting time. Plenty of cops there too. shockingly enough, but everybody was too warm. So everybody, at a certain point in the afternoon, everybody was just going to stand under trees. But there were a ton of hipsters because they had, like, cornhole games all set up.
Is that, like, the thing you toss into the hole?
Yeah, you toss a beanbag into a hole. It's something hipsters and people
from
the
Midwest. For
the
record, I'm actually really good at that game.
Hipster. You're a hipster.
I looked that up on Urban Dictionary, and I think it's a compliment. I will take it.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. Here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with being a hipster. Where it becomes a problem is when you're like, I'm not a hipster. Not me. I just wear skinny jeans and weirdly framed glasses and follow every trend. But I'm not a hipster.
Oh, I guess I can't be. I'm a bad hipster then. Okay. Because I don't know what trends are. My foot just fell asleep. I've been so awkwardly, like, my ass is asleep and my foot, like, this whole side is just numb. And it's like, it's kind of fun to play.
Maybe I should get you a squatty potty so you
can
put your feet up.
Oh my gosh, you totally should. So I could take shits properly. Maybe that's why I keep, like, being so bitchy, because I feel like I got
Because you're still full of shit.
Oh, wow. So true, though, on so many levels.
So the Brewers Festival, it was a lot of fun. It's fun to get out and taste, like, a bunch of different... There were so many different places, and it wasn't one of those bullshit ones where you pay, like, $40 and then you get, like, 10 tokens, and you go, oh, you can sample 10 different... No. It was, here's your cup, go to town.
Really? How much was this?
If you bought them in advance, it was $35.
Damn it.
At the
Nate, why didn't you tell me about this?
At the door, well, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. At the door, it was $45.
You don't have my number?
Oh, well, and you never told me you were into beer.
You know I drink. You know I'm not a real alcoholic, but I like the drink.
I think he assumes you drink the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I can't afford it anymore, so I became a beer person.
Well, either way, it was 35 and then $5 to park. But anyway, it was one of those things that there were so many places that showed up. I was going like, oh, track 7, love track 7, but I can go there anytime I want. So I'm skipping you.
That's probably a good game plan.
Did that with all of the local breweries. I'm like, oh, I can go there anytime. So I'm like, boom you. And then there was Shock Top had one, and I'm like,
the fuck?
Really? No, I am not getting something from Shock Top.
How did they get in?
Well, you just have to probably be part of it. Has to be part of it. Yeah, brewers from all over California, Oregon,
so
and
jealous.
Colorado, actually. Quite a few from Colorado. So it was a fun time. And really well put together, really well organized. So
they
kudos.
Head for the mountains in Colorado?
Well, the mountains got to come down here. Because they got to sell more. There's not enough people in Colorado to sustain it. Not to make the real money. The real money's in California, despite what people will tell you.
Going back to Cali. No. Oh, okay.
Hey, we they're not just studying poop in university, Diana, as we discovered in the last show. A new study is showing that internet trolls are really just terrible human beings. In fact,
they're studying that. Oh my god, this is basic shit that we all knew. Like, can't they go study cancer or some shit, like something useful?
It's a different study.
Oh my god, maybe I should have stuck with sociology. And just
Canadian researchers decided to find out.
Oh, that makes sense. Fucking Canada.
Why trolls will lie, exaggerate, and offend to get a response. They conducted 2 internet studies with over 1,200 people. They gave personality tests to each subject along with a survey about their internet commenting behavior. They were looking for evidence that linked trolling with the dark tetrad of personality. I've never heard of the dark tetrad of personality.
What's that word that you use? Golfing?
Guffawing.
Guffawing.
But that's actually a word. I've not. The dark tetrad sounds like something that they've made up.
Guffawing doesn't sound made up to you at all.
No, because it's a word.
So is it tetring, whatever, Tetris, whatever the fuck the word is.
Okay.
I can't believe that you don't know what guffawing is. Didn't you go to a private school before you went to college?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'm definitely a public school kid. Yeah. I mean, I spent like half a year at Catholic Christian. No, year and a half. Preschool, half a preschool and kindergarten.
Anyway, the dark tetrad of personality: narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and sadistic personality.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm having a problem here. They found that the scores were highest amongst people who said trolling was their favorite internet activity. That's right. People do this to get their fucking jollies.
Okay, so let's get a real definition of trolling.
Well, basically, a troll is someone who comes into a discussion and posts comments designed to upset or disrupt the conversation.
Oh, okay. So it's not just a creeper. Creeper is anyone that just, like, creeps, right?
Yeah.
Often,
well, a creeper is also a bench with wheels on it that sits low to the ground that you can slide under a car to do work on it with. That's also a creeper. But that's the traditional definition. Sorry.
I did not know that.
Well, I didn't expect you would.
But you expect me to know what guffawing means.
Yeah, I don't expect you to know things about automotive repair.
But okay, we're not going into this.
I'm just saying. often it seems there's no real purpose behind their comments except to upset everyone involved because trolls will lie, exaggerate, and offend to get a response. So basically, they did this whole thing, and the people who trolled because it was their favorite activity to do, in all of these terrible personality traits, they scored off the charts over people who debate issues, just chat online, or do other things. It's insane.
Once again, they did not need to do a study about
this. No, but they actually have proof.
The trolls themselves isn't proof?
No. So basically, trolls truly enjoy making you feel bad. Both trolls and sadists feel sadistic glee at the distress of others. Sadists just want to have fun, and the internet is their playground. So, the next time you encounter a troll online, here are some things to remember. We're leading to something. One, these trolls are truly some messed up people. And two, it's your suffering that brings them pleasure. So, the best thing you can do is ignore them. Or as Christiana likes to say, don't feed the trolls.
Don't. Trolls.
Well, that's exactly what she sounds like. That's really uncanny.
Wait, is she here?
I know. It's like she's here.
They knew that. They've been doing a lot of studies about like internet people, like people that take selfies, a lot of selfies. They do studies about that, which I can kind of see.
Well, I think we need to get a psychological profile of where we're going as a human race. Because
and downhill is basically the conclusion.
Well, I think the thing is to understand. This is a small subset. Most people on the internet aren't trolls. It's just this is their forum.
But it gives the fact that they now have a forum that can reach the masses is scary. The internet is a scary thing.
Well, yeah, that's why you don't read the comments.
I think they're
although
really
Facebook.
Funny, though.
Here's the thing: Facebook is nothing but the comments.
Yeah, they're really funny though.
Sometimes
they're really funny.
Speaking of things on Facebook, remember we talked about Kanye yelling at the people in the wheelchair in Australia?
Oh my god!
You weren't here for the show,
but I remember that.
Yeah, so Kanye wanted everybody to get up on their feet. So the Daily Current, which is a satirical website, posted this story. Headline, Kanye scores 106 points against wheelchair basketball team. which I thought, that was the exact reaction I had. And I'm like, this is fucking brilliant. So I posted it, and I'm like, the only thing I wrote was, so this happened. and some people were actually taking it seriously. Let me read this article to people. So that anybody read that, they're like, yeah, he's an asshole. And I agree. He is an asshole. But this is obviously not real. So here it is. A charity basketball game didn't go exactly as planned yesterday when Kanye West scored 106 points against a team of handicapped children in wheelchairs. Just that alone tells you it's bullshit. But it keeps going. The game was a PR move intended to smooth over the controversy that erupted this week between Kanye and the disabled community. At one of his concerts recently, West repeatedly asked wheelchaired fans to stand and refused to apologize for his mistake afterwards. The Basketball Wheelchair Charity for Cancer event pitted disabled middle school children against Kanye and his entourage. Kanye's team seemed hesitant to play hard since they were also not in wheelchairs as originally planned. Organizers said, quote, both teams were supposed to be playing in wheelchairs, but Kanye's camp said Mr. West would be playing the normal way. The kids were initially excited to play basketball with one of their favorite musicians, but once musicians, really? But once the game started, they knew it just wasn't going to be fun. Eighth grader Tommy Smith told reporters, "We play with shorter basketball hoops and he was dunking all over us. The smack talk got out of hand and some of our players started crying." Disabled sports has seen a huge increase in athletes as technology and funding has improved. With international leagues and national leagues, wheelchair basketball has become the most popular Paralympic sport. Smith, who dreams of playing in the National Wheelchair Basketball Association, which I don't know that that's a thing.
No, it might be, actually.
It might be. Also said, "He was supposed to be playing in a wheelchair, too, so it would be fair. I bet we would have won that way since we're used to playing like that. He told us, why use a chair when I can use my legs?"
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
God.
The worst part about this is, like, the reason people believe it, because Kanye, this is believable. That's the sad thing. This is believable.
Well, yes, sort of.
That's the, but I mean, because it's Kanye. Anyone else.
After a tomahawk slam dunk that sent the basketball into a seventh grader Peter Hill's face, Kanye began yelling at the kid, "How do you like that? How do you like that? Sit before the great and powerful Jesus."
Oh, once again, believable. Where's Becca? Where's Becca?
One of West's entourage members told him to take it easy on the kids, but this only infuriated the 5'8" hip-hop star. "Take it easy, take it easy. Not me, not Kanye. I do everything 1,000%. You know that."
Jesus.
See, that's how you know he didn't dunk in somebody's face, because he's 5'8".
Well, you have to remember lower rims, because they're basketball.
So he was really liking
wheelchair basketball.
No lower rims in wheelchair basketball.
Well, they said for little kids it is. That was set up in the article.
That was in the article. Haven't you been? Because this article is so accurate. Yeah, but okay, in Kanye's offense, I met him in person, and he's actually like a decent dude. But then again, this was like 2006, 2007.
As more parents took their children out of the game, Kanye began yelling, "Quitters, quitters, quitters," followed by laughter. Another parent was heard saying, "The guy donates $5,000 and he thinks it gives him the right to do anything he wants." After the game, West told the media, "I set out to break Wilt Chamberlain's record of points in one game, and that's what I did. It was for a good cause, and I couldn't be happier with my play." The game ended with a score of 112-14. Kanye is said to have placed an order for championship rings to be made through Leon Jewelers of Beverly Hills. So that's a bullshit article.
It was like really well written. That was very well written.
Yeah, and I love the fact that people took it seriously.
It's still plausible, though. It's very plausible.
Other headlines from the Daily Current. Kanye sues Weird Al for not parodying his music.
Well, that could be a thing.
Police find penis enlargement pills in Justin Bieber's car.
That could definitely be a thing. Daily Current is pretty like flirting with the truth there.
Will and Jada Smith adopt a white baby.
That could be a thing.
Muslim company forcing Christian employees to wear headscarves. And Dennis Rodman wins Nobel Peace Prize.
Dennis Rodman.
So that's it.
I can't believe he was a thing.
Well, he was a great rebounder. He was a great player for a while.
The wedding dress thing, man.
Yeah. That's where it went off the rails. Speaking of going off the rails, do you know who Cheryl Teagues is?
Yes.
Diana, do you know who Cheryl Teagues is? She is a former supermodel, and she dropped by the Twins radio booth. She was supposed to throw out the first pitch up in Minnesota, but she didn't, and they talk about that a little bit.
"Congratulations. I saw that you were out to throw out the first ball. But did you elect not to?"
I did something to my knee, and it hurts like hell. And I can't twist my body left, right, whatever. Can I tell you that I threw out the first pitch for the Dodger game because I'm from Los Angeles. It was a perfect pitch.
Was it?
Yep. Yep. There's not a scratch on the ball. There's not a piece of dirt on the ball. It was...
Were you on the mound, or were you like in front
no,
of
No, I was on the stripe.
All right.
I was right up there.
Well, Ron, I was on the stripe. I was right up there.
Amazing program. Everybody,
drunk?
Please go out and research it. Out about it. Learn something about it. Cambria is their sponsor, and they have made these houses livable. Environmentally correct. They've
oh, sweetie.
They've been involved with Ronald McDonald for such a long time, and I'm telling you, do you know about Ronald McDonald?
Yes, I do. When I was
oh my God.
Okay. That's about a minute of it.
How long is it?
It's very long. It's like 5 or 6 minutes long. Oh, I'm not going to listen to the whole thing. Deadspin has it. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I part of me feels bad.
Here, to herself.
Here are the comments. Do you know about Ronald McDonald?
I think that's a line I'm going to use on somebody.
Do you know about Ronald McDonald?
The next time they just start talking to me and I don't like what they're saying. I'm just like, do you know Ronald McDonald?
Wow. So Clay Aiken, we mentioned that. He says celebs and photo hacking scandal got what they deserved. He is a former American Idol contestant that you remember. He's the current Democratic nominee in North Carolina's 2nd congressional district. He had some thoughts about a recent celebrity nude photo hacking scandal. In a recent interview in the Washington Post, he spoke freely about his feelings on nude photos and those who take them. He doesn't like them, for the record, is opposed to the idea of anyone committing their naked body to photograph. He said, anybody who takes inappropriate pictures of themselves deserves exactly what they get. But he's not a monster, of course. He's also opposed to stealing the forbidden nudes. Of course, whoever stole and released the photos should be hogtied. And it's all unfortunate that we don't have internet security right now or the laws in place to protect people from pirating that stuff.
Yes. Thank you to the people who pirated this stuff.
So Clay Aiken, politician, figured out a way to play both sides of it. So well done, sir.
There was another batch out yet.
last week.
Yeah.
They deserve it, but it was bad. So I think he did a really good job of being that politician.
I mean, he played straight for a very long time.
It was beautiful.
He wasn't playing straight that well.
Well, all the Mormon moms loved him, because I remember during American Idol that, like, all these moms were just like, and they were more like super religious, right? And I was like, he's gay. And they got really defensive. And then when he came out, I was like, right. So? Like, well, he's Clay Aiken. It's okay.
Like, who didn't know he was gay?
Right.
Mormon moms, I'm telling you, he was like a big hit.
That's like not knowing that the piano player in a black church is gay.
It's denial. It's just denial. Are they always gay? I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't either. But
gay or blind, one of the two.
Oh, shit, Stevie Wonder.
Little Richard or Ray. Yeah,
Nate's
Little Richard
crying,
or Stevie
everybody.
Wonder, one of the
Nate
two.
Crying.
This is delightful. Just saying.
That's how it works.
Well, I don't go to black churches, so I welcome the opportunity to learn.
Yeah, can we go?
Yeah, you can.
Can there be a podcast outing?
I don't know. Yeah, well, we can go. I'd have to find one for us to go here, but yeah.
I think they have a couple here, because my Korean friend stopped going to like Korean churches because she didn't like all the gossip and stuff, and she started going to black churches, and she said it's a lot more fun.
Yes, yeah, because they get up and shout and all that stuff. They look like they're dancing.
I'm down for, but is it like, is the whole gay thing? So if they know the piano player is gay, like it's okay for me to go, right?
They don't talk about the piano player being gay.
Yeah, you can go. Just don't be talking about it.
Yes. Don't be looking at women's titties.
That's what we do.
Yes. Oh, you can look. You can look and comment, and you just have to do it in the way that you think that you're talking shit about them, because that's what they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. I can't believe she came to church dressed like that. She's going to hell.
Seeing them all hanging out like that.
Jesus.
Speaking of judging, 6 young Iranians were arrested for dancing to Pharrell's "Happy" in
a
viral video.
Song. Yes.
They were sentenced to 6 months in prison.
You like that fucking Taylor Swift song.
That's
you
could have called that song.
and they will each receive 91 lashes.
What?
Well, yeah, that's right. 91 lashes while being in jail for dancing to, you know, this.
Why? What was wrong with dancing? Is it because it was on YouTube or... That's fucked, dude.
This is kind of what it sounds like.
Oh, that's horrible. Wait. So they're going to be playing it while whipping then. That's horrible. Wait, why are they? Why did they get arrested for it?
Because it's Iran. There's no dancing there. There's no dancing in Iran, Diana.
So if they didn't put it on YouTube, they wouldn't have gone caught.
Probably not. They only have themselves to blame.
But they have YouTube there?
They have the internet. They have YouTube.
Some websites are blocked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they're, you got to remember, ISIS is doing very well posting videos to YouTube. Beheadings and the such, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know, so normally I'm not really lining up with the mullahs and the ruling class of Iran, but if it involves this song, I'm more than happy, pun intended, to give anybody who glorifies it 91 lashes. I say make it even 100.
Why 91?
I don't know. No idea. But, you're it.
Are you trying to go to the beat?
No. I'm just throwing it in here and there. Look, I went and downloaded the damn sound effect and edited it up so we could do this. You think I don't work during the week to make this show entertaining for people? I do. By the way, you asked about Becca earlier. This one's for Ted. Sorry.
Damn.
That was totally uncalled for.
Ted, I still love you.
I love Ted, too.
Even though you're... Insert sound effect.
if you're happy with the arrangement, who am I to judge?
I don't think he is. Nate just called Ted out as...
I don't know.
I hate this song so much. Why are we listening to this song instead of the Taylor Swift song?
Because you're singing this one now.
Well, this will be playing in their head while this is happening.
That's so bad.
They're going to be swinging their butt back and forth.
That's so bad. Like, they're happy. They're dancing along. Then all of a sudden, like, they get whipped. Or they're, like, not. That's, like, conditioning. Like, total, like, what's it? Pavlov's dog shit. Is it Popov? Is it with the guy's dog? So we listened to this whole fucking song because had time, but we didn't listen to Taylor Swift's whole song because we didn't have time. That's some bullshit.
There's another minute and a half left in that song.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
That thing did not end. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's a lot left in that song.
I hate that song so much.
Well, Taylor Swift's song sucks.
It's not.
Taylor Swift's song sucks Justin Bieber's balls.
The Iranians were previously released from jail on bail, and it seemed like President Hassan Rouhani was on their side because he thinks the country should start to embrace the internet, but the judiciary there does not. Tehran's police chief referred to the video as, quote, a vulgar clip which will hurt public chastity.
How vulgar was the clip?
What?
Was it vulgar at all?
Probably not.
You can't look it up?
Well, I could, but I didn't really want to hear Happy watching people dance.
So we played the fucking song.
All right, here we go. You want it? Here you go. We'll do it again.
No.
You insisted.
Oh, no. I take it back.
No, here we go. It's Tehran, Pharrell Williams. Here we go. There's more. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. It looks like a bad Madonna video from the 80s. Okay, we're done.
Thank you, God.
It looks like a bad Madonna video from the 80s. So, anyway, that's happening.
Intense.
I know. It's very... I'm sorry. Did I disturb you?
I'm crying myself to sleep.
Okay.
You're going to hear that whiplash.
I know. It's gonna be bad. All right, let's have a palate cleanser.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cool or tool, Cheryl Teagues. Diana?
Tool. Be professional.
Kareem? Cheryl Teagues, cool or tool?
Tool.
No, Cheryl Teagues is cool. She's a party girl. Party old lady?
I was going to say, she sounds like it got to the brain and like it's like deteriorating. But maybe that's all drunk people. But sometimes you can tell with some drunk people, it's like... Yeah, you're really, like, you should quit drinking now because, like, you're really losing brain cells.
She's 120 pounds, maybe. She's a supermodel from the 70s.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, I still say she's cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Clay Aiken. Clay Aiken, Kareem.
Cool?
Okay.
Question mark?
Question mark.
Diana?
Tool. I think you should like stick to one side and not try to cover your eyes. That's a politician move, and I get it. That's what he is
now. He wants to win.
I know, I get it, but I feel like you should just stick to one side instead of playing like devil's advocate and being a little bitch.
Clay Aiken is cool because he knows how to play things and get he knows how to get shit true. Done. He's going to get shit done, and people
he
in North Carolina.
He got second place on American Idol. He can't get shit done.
No, he was on Celebrity Apprentice, and he got shit done.
Oh my God, you totally sound like a Southern gay guy.
It's true.
You would do really well with that voice, I feel like.
It would depend on what I was trying to do.
Next Well Hung podcast is all going to be Taylor Swift and this. Nate, this is how Nate's talking.
I'm just going to do the whole show like this.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
It'll have to be in 2 weeks because next one we already recorded.
Oh, shit. That's right. Shit.
Sorry about that. Up next in Cooler Till, we're going to wrap it up with Iran. Iran, Diana?
Fucking, I hate the song, but it is a little hard, so Tool.
Kareem, what say you?
Cool.
What?
I don't know. I'm still a little put off by the whole American hostage thing. So even though I was pulled back around a little bit by that Ben Affleck movie, I'm going to say Ran is Tool. So that's what I'm going to do with that.
I can't take anything you say seriously.
The FBI being like, on our door next week.
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
So what's going on over there? It's the FBI. Let us in. We need to know some things.
Well, so the FBI sounds like...
Is that the female body inspectors? Are you at the door? Do you have the shirts that say it? Because that's the funny. All right, that's cool, Tool. Yeah, every now and then that character comes out of me. Sorry.
I'm so excited for next week.
You'll have to remind me.
I'm going to. I hope I never forget any of this.
It's magical. All right. This is just a quick audio clip, and it was on Gawker, and I found it was interesting. Headline, two drunk assholes upstaged by another drunk asshole puking out of a car. Get ready to experience what YouTube was created for. It's been removed! Oh, you sons of bitches! Oh, never mind. Here's what you missed. Two guys walking along, and their friend is recording them, and they're drunk next to the street. And this car pulls up, door opens, guy starts hanging out, and he goes, bleh! And he goes, "What the fuck are you recording me for, cocksucker?" This has been a reenactment. Moving on.
People make me sad.
Well, get ready to get really sad because a lot is going on in Miley Cyrus's life right now.
Oh, Miley.
That's right. She's become a visual artist by gluing weed to vibrators. She's got unicorn pajamas, and she's being investigated by the Mexican Interior Ministry after her dancers whipped her fake ass with the country's flag during a concert.
Okay.
Wow.
She was wearing a large prosthetic ass, and she started twerking on her backup dancers, at which point they pulled out a bunch of small Mexican flags and started whipping her like a racehorse. But some in the Mexican government are not pleased. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry told AFP the probe was launched last Wednesday at the request of the Nuevo León State Congress, which accused Cyrus of desecrating the flag. The spokesman, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said, "The company that brought her here would be sanctioned, not her, because it was the organizer's responsibility to agree with Cyrus on the content of the concert." It's also a good one. Anyway, during the session of the state, Christiana would be so pissed right now.
Yeah, she
would be going domestic violence on me. They don't all sound like Speedy Gonzalez. No, but some of them do. During the session of the state Congress in Nuevo León, which contains Monterey, a conservative lawmaker named Francisco Trevino Cabello accused dancers of, quote, cleaning Cyrus's backside, unquote, with the flag, which he said shows a lack of respect. Cyrus has not commented on the matter, though, you know, she's not going to say anything smart. She could face a fine of $1,270. Oh, no! Or potentially 3 days in prison. But, it's probably just going to be a fine. Day after desecrating the Mexican flag with her prosthetic ass, she performed a second scheduled concert in Monterey. Her Instagram backstage shows a photo of her prosthetic ass. So, Miley. When will you learn? When will you learn? Kareem, have you ever heard of Tim Dog, the 90s rapper?
Fuck Compton.
Okay, you have then. they thought Tim Dog was running some scams, and they were all looking for Tim Dog. Here's the problem. Tim Dog's dead.
Tim Dog's been dead a while.
He's been dead a while.
Wow.
It's after a year plus of mystery, the story of Tim Dog. He's a 90s rapper who was reported dead last February, but thought to have faked his death and disappeared in order to escape debt after running elaborate scams on a number of women. That's reached a conclusion. Yeah, he's dead.
That's the conclusion that was reached?
Yep. They found the death certificate from DeKalb County, Georgia Board of Health, stating that the rapper, whose 91 track Funk Compton was instrumental in starting the East Coast, West Coast beef that defined 90s hip-hop, he died in hospice care in Atlanta at the age of 46.
Yeah, he's been dead a minute.
Yeah, he's February 14th, 2013. So, yeah, here's the downside of the whole thing. With his death confirmed, he leaves behind not just family and friends, but a trail of women swindled out of tens of thousands of dollars. So mystery solved. Tim Dog. R.I.P. Tim Dog.
I think it's funny that just no one believed that. They thought it's like Tupac all over again.
Well, a little bit different. Tupac was shot in the street. Tim Dog swindled a bunch of women out of money. And then...
died.
Yeah, he's living high off the hog, dying in hospice care. Obviously, he didn't do good things with the money.
How do you do that? Like, I always wondered, like, how do you just, like, you know, play people for money? Like, pyramid schemes or whatever that is, where you just, like...
Oh, Ponzi schemes?
Ponzi schemes, yeah.
Well, you have no conscience. You're like, fuck them. If they're dumb enough to get caught up in this, it's that attitude that if they're dumb enough to fall for it, then they deserve it.
Exactly.
And they're,
I mean, I agree with that to a certain extent, but some people are actually really good at it, like really good. And so I'm
she just said, I agree with it, but some people are good at it. That's what
you sound jealous.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's what I was going to say. I'm really jealous. Like, I want to learn.
You sound conflicted.
I want to be rich.
This is Evil Diana. I'm really conflicted. I would love to swindle people out of all their money, but I'm just bad at it. And it really fucking bugs me.
I don't like doing things I'm bad at.
Okay. I'm so bad at swindling people and being dishonest. Damn it.
I'm not saying I want to be a gold digger.
Yeah. So
that kind of does sound like the evil.
Watch
me.
Love and Hip Hop. You can learn how to be a gold digger.
No, I did. But then, like, I know how. I'm just like, that's so much energy and effort. And I, like, I'm starting to go to the gym.
She is too lazy to be a gold digger.
Starting to go to the gym. I'm trying to get this all right and tight. Like, I know how to. I'll go straight for that shit.
For the cash?
For a lot of it. Like, a lot. We are talking a lot of cash, right?
How much cash would it take for you to embrace cock? Let's break it down right now.
Because we have determined on this show in the last month that you're not a fan of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
We knew that before.
We knew that before.
I personally knew that since I was a kid, but... I mean, what are the terms and conditions of this? I have to marry them, and because marriage means I could just do it once, reel them in, and call it good, right?
Well, no, that's not what it means.
Oh.
Only straight girls get away with that.
Yeah, so if I have to pretend to be straight, or that I can do that, right?
Yeah.
I have to pretend to be straight, how much money does it take for me to pretend to be straight? Like, for the rest of my life or just for a couple of years?
Okay, you obviously don't understand how horny guys are.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna need to do this.
But if I'm okay with him cheating on me.
Yeah, but if all you're around to do is take up space and spend his money, you're not going to last
long. Emotional support, you guys.
No. If you better at least be pulling.
How old are you?
26?
Yeah.
26, yeah.
You better at least
be like twice a day.
Oh.
At least three times a week.
you better be at least willing to work out a hand job situation on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And that's being mild.
Get some jaw work in.
That's disgusting. Fuck. Is there enough money for that?
And if you're not willing to put the jaw work in, you might as well go ahead and stop.
You might as well
I'm actually might have to veto this. I might have to like really just be like, I don't think there's enough cat. But then again, in real life, if someone were to present that to me, yeah. I don't. Yeah, who?
I'm
who
just
am
saying.
I
look,
say no?
If you're not willing to put the jaw work in, you're not getting it through the door.
It's true.
Well, what I'm saying is, if the cash is really there, like in the hypothetical situation, of course they can be like no. But if it's like
this,
a real life situation,
this is, hold on, Stan. So this would explain exactly kind of what goes into the whole thing. From some ladies who sort of know.
Hand job, land job, I don't understand job. I got a problem and I can't contain it. I'll use my icky sticky rhymes to help me explain it. Handy J's are like Stonehenge to me. Robert Stack can't even unsolve this mystery. I'm the messed up child of a baby boomer. I was in the gifted class but a total late bloomer. Now I got a secret to get off my chest. Went from kissing to sex but never learned the rest. In high school I was in the marching band, not learning what to do with my hand. While other girls were dripping like a Jackson Pollock, I blossomed later than Maya Bialik.
Who the fuck
I'm investigating
is this?
Bones like Dave Chanel, trying to make it stand up like Dave Chappelle. When I stare down the barrel of a semi-hard dick, I feel more singled out than Chris Hardwick. I said he'd box Jacques Chirac and Isaac Asimov, but I wasn't.
It's Garfunkel and Oates.
This is Garfunkel and Oates?
Yeah. Garfunkel and Oates are the fucking shit, man. Garfunkel and Oates are the shit.
I've never heard their like actual like music. I've always heard their name.
Oh, you need to check out Garfunkel and Oates. This is from their 2012 album. They're on Spotify.
Are they like? I thought they were dudes.
No, Garfunkel and Oates are girls. Two chicks. There's a tall blonde and a short brunette.
Yeah, one of them was on The Big Bang Theory for a minute.
Yes.
Oh shit! Which character?
She was the girl that wouldn't talk to the Indian dude.
Oh, wow. I had no idea this was Garfunkel. I'm like really unhappy now. I totally thought it was like Simon and Gar. That's who I got confused with.
Well, there's Simon and Garfunkel and Hall & Oates.
That's, you know, I think that's what I thought. They're just like old white dudes playing the banjo or some shit.
So it's Garfunkel and Oates. And the short one, her line is, I'm Oates because if I'm not careful, there'll be a mustache. And in one of the episodes of their show that's on IFC, Kevin, I think it's Kevin Pollock, who plays a club owner, goes, you haven't been careful. So, yeah, I love Garfunkel and Oates. Anyway,
need to check them out. That's
yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. Everyone should check out Garfunkel and Oates.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. This is cool. I learn something new every day.
This might appeal to you guys since you like people who say fuck you to everything. It's one of those things you don't see every day. An owner furiously closes a restaurant and blames customers for not liking the food.
Oh, this was kind of dumb.
That's what the owner and chef at So Restaurant in the Soma District in San Francisco did after getting into it with a couple of customers. One of the employees told Eater.com there were back-to-back incidents that happened on a Friday where the chef got into an argument with customers. One of the customers refused to pay the bill because the food was, quote, too spicy, and the other began to curse at the chef. In defense to the chef, the employee told Eater.com that he needs to cool off. He was frustrated and stressed out. And when he's the cook, and he's the cook, so we can't run the restaurant without him. So they closed early, and he put up the sign. A bright yellow sign posted in the window of the restaurant that read, we are closed because of you!
It was so.
It also, the sign below that was put up that read, so, yes, we use MSG. So, we don't believe in organic food. And we don't give a shit about gluten free.
Exactly.
Take that, San Francisco. That's not the type of food I'm into, but if it were, I would totally go there just because I kind of like his spirit.
The thing is, I would, but then I've read like reviews and stuff before. Like, I think someone mentioned the article, like, before this all happened, they're saying like they are known for really shitty service.
Okay. Well,
so like that bothers me though. Like, there, it comes to a certain point where like if you are in an industry like this, the restaurant industry, retail, whatever, like, it is about the customer. And as a customer, like, you need to treat other people better. Like, that's a fact. But, like, there's also comes a line where you kind of signed up for this. And so for him to take this attitude and to get in an argument with a customer, I'm not saying be a pushover, but, like, it's you're not being professional. So how you felt about the anchor is kind of how I feel about this.
Okay. See? Huh? See?
I kind of get it now.
There.
I kind of get it now. That's, but if they didn't have this attitude before, if they didn't, if they weren't known for like shitty service and being really pretentious, then I'd be like, yeah, go for it, man. Go for it. More power to you. But because they have this reputation, I can't stand behind them.
Well, the thing is, if this food was way too spicy, first of all, if you're eating someplace and the food is spicy and it's too spicy, I think that's kind of on you. I mean, you can send it back and go, hey, this is too spicy, but whatever.
I feel like you shouldn't, like, do, I mean, you usually ask. If you ask for it and it was, like, way too much, then it's like, yeah, that's on you, but if they, like, just make it too spicy and it was, it's something that you can't eat, I feel like you should send it back right away, not wait till when your bill comes.
Yeah, and then go, like, I'm not paying for this. This is too spicy.
But then you ate all of it. Like, that's bullshit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's kind of bullshit.
I think he just got fed up with San Francisco douchebags.
Oh, really? That's that. Once again, you signed up for that shit, dumbass.
If you open in San Francisco, yeah, that's what you're gonna get.
And your restaurant's called So.
So?
So you kind of went, like, you're going into the San Francisco douchebaggery, and you're basically fighting douchebag with douchebag. Like, that's what happens.
Well, it would be like opening up a business near Lavender Heights and going, I can't believe all the gay people in here.
Exactly.
you're in a place where there's nothing but rainbow flags around you, pal. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah. Oh, people.
Hey, speaking of people, teen fashion model and Kim Kardashian's sister Kendall Jenner learned some important lessons at New York Fashion Week. One, nepotism is a double-edged sword. And two, fashion models are hungry and therefore mean. Reportedly, some models some models without famous sisters put cigarettes in Kendall's drink backstage.
Oh, damn.
According to a source who spoke with In Touch, the other models worked so hard to get a spot on the runway and didn't think it was fair that she was there. They started acting bitchy. Some even put cigarettes out in her drink. At one show, at all the shows, that's unclear. Kendall has previously stated that being Kim's sister had absolutely not helped her land magazine covers.
That's a fucking lie!
Major fashion campaigns, and all the modeling jobs she's ever gotten. People think that this success just came to me, but it didn't, she said. What I have has almost worked against me. This is an 18-year-old girl who doesn't get it. That no one would want to book her in anything. She gets booked in shit because people know who she is.
Exactly. And there's people know plenty of pretty girls out there.
And people know who she is because she's on a reality show with her sex tape having half sister.
I can't. This is. And her mom's a fucking momager. Pimp. Like, yeah, it's a straight up pimp.
Mom's a pimp.
And yeah. And here's the other thing. If she just came out and owned it and said, you know what? I know I'm getting breaks and I'm getting the opportunity to do things that I wouldn't necessarily get to do, but I'm busting my ass to try and do it right, and you act like you're not a little bitch, then you're probably not going to have that. But
see, yeah, if she came out and said that, okay, first off, if she came out and said that, I would have so much fucking respect for her.
Yeah, if she, all she has to
so
do is,
much respect.
All she has to do is come out and say, listen, I understand that I get opportunities because I was on a reality show and people recognize my name and my face. But I do still have to work hard because this is a job that requires a lot of work, yada, 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 yada.
I read something else last week that she was distancing herself from. Like, she didn't want Kim at a fashion show because...
Well, that may be, but
she doesn't,
it's too late.
Because she doesn't want... She wants to be taken seriously.
Yeah, but it's, like, too late for that. Her last name's Kardashian.
Well, it's Jenner, but...
Oh, whatever. Jenner. Same thing, but it's still Kardashian. Oh, you're right. It's Jenner.
Yes, yeah,
but it's still the
Jenner.
Same thing. She's still associated... Well, she's associated with Kris Jenner, who's
right
famous in Hollywood for being a fucking, like, it's a pimp. So it's kind of like it's too late for her to just be like, I want to be my own. Like, no.
But,
like,
but again, if she would say, listen, I got a great opportunity and now I want to see what I can do with it separated from all of the other stuff that goes on with my sisters, there would be a lot more respect for her. But she's just a spoiled, rotten 18-year-old who is...
I think the cigarette... I'm not a big fan of passive-aggressiveness, but that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
Oh, so you're the girl who's not a big fan of passive-aggressiveness.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I think it's just so funny when people get so childish that they can't even like speak up and they just do little shit like that. Like, I got a coworker that like fucked up, right? So I sent him a message and I'm like, hey, dude, like, whatever, like, if you got a problem with me, you just tell me straight up. Like, don't, you know, don't do that shit. And so after that, she like won't look me in the eye, like none of that. And I'm just like, you're not worth my time to like try to, like, I'm not your mom. Like, I'm trying to teach you how to be an adult. But like, and then you just like do like passive aggressive shit. And I'm just like, you're a kid.
Did you follow it up with this? Say it to my face. Say it to my face. To which anybody who does that, I would come back with this. Listen, if I say something to your face, you're going to act like a crazy person. And that's why I can't do that.
Well, what happened was she said something to me very inappropriate on the floor in front of customers.
Well, that's not okay. This is what she deserves.
So I sent her a message. I was like, if you have a problem with me or anyone else, you take them to the back and you talk to them. You don't tell them on the floor.
Right. That's an appropriate
reaction. So that's what I said. I was like, that's whatever
it
is.
She was afraid you were going to take her to the back and beat her ass.
They have cameras. I'm not stupid.
She doesn't know that.
She does. We all know that there's cameras.
Yes, but at that point in time, she's not thinking about a camera. She's thinking about, if I take her in the back and say this to her, she's going to whoop my ass.
Well, she probably thinks you're going to pull some kung fu shit on her.
It doesn't matter. You don't do that shit in front of customers. No. Like, you don't. That's really, you know, unprofessional. And so I seriously got so mad. I was like, oh my God,
I wish I could do this.
You're really liking that.
I do. I love it. Well, this out of my home state of Vermont and our beloved Ben and Jerry's. There's been a complaint over one of their ice creams.
No.
Yeah, it's been
a controversy over Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Is the flavor hazed and confused, encouraging hazing? Shelby Cashman is here to explain this. Shelby.
Darren and Kristen, Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavors have been the subject of scrutiny before due to the company's famous use of witty but edgy wordplay. But this time, some people say they took a name too far.
Hazed and confused. It's the name of a Ben & Jerry's ice cream released in February. But where did the name come from?
Based off the movie.
That's not how Leanne and Brian Kowiak see it.
By the way, the person who said based off the movie... And they were on Church Street in downtown Burlington, where college students hang out. He had on an army jacket, a bandana for a headband, long hair, and he obviously had smoked pot recently. I can profile that shit out.
And I saw that there was a flavor named Hazed and Confused. And I just paused, and I was really upset and shocked when I saw it.
The Kowiaks lost their 19-year-old son, Harrison, to injuries he sustained from a hazing incident while he was rushing a fraternity in college. That was almost 6 years ago.
When I saw this name, Hazed and Confused, it frankly just struck a nerve with us.
The Kowiaks decided to contact Ben & Jerry's to raise their concerns. In a letter, they wrote, "Sadly enough, someone actually thought it was prudent to trademark a name, making light of a concept that thousands of very dedicated individuals, students, college and universities, professional sports teams, and even the U.S. military are fighting hard to eradicate. Senseless, dangerous, and deadly acts of hazing." Ben and Jerry says that was never their intention. You may remember the 90s cult classic movie, Dazed and Confused.
My man, what has happened?
The ice cream giant says that's what they were playing off of. The ice cream flavor is hazelnut.
In typical Ben and Jerry's fashion, we said, how do you tie in kind of a pop culture reference? So we were referencing the pop culture term Dazed and Confused.
The company...
That's seriously the only people, and that's what pisses me off about people like that. Those are the fucking people that, I'm so sorry for the loss of their son,
yeah,
but those are the people that fucking piss me off because they didn't mind their own fucking business. Because they're going out, they're starting controversy, they're fucking, they just want fucking attention. They want someone to be mad at besides themselves. Like, that's their own fucking fault. That's their own problem. I hate people like that with the fucking passion.
What it is they are taking their grief and they're turning it outward, and they've found someone else to go, our son is dead and it's terrible.
6 years
later. And it's
later.
Your fault.
6 years
because
later.
Because of your ice cream flavor. You killed our son with your ice cream
flavor. It's not, it wasn't called Hazed and Dead. It was called Hazed and Confused.
Exactly.
What the fuck? They were like, I can't believe they said that.
How is Hazed and Confused? I mean, if you were to think of anything outside of the movie, you're going to think of high and
exactly.
Confused.
Right. Yeah, I just thought of pot the whole entire time. And I'm like, that's brilliant. They're ice cream. This is really funny. And these people are the reason why like stuff like this, they're going to have trouble doing this kind of like fun stuff. They're ruining the fun for fucking everybody. Can I write them a letter and be like, just mind your own fucking business? I hate people like so much. These are the customers that complain over stupid shit. That's not our fault. It's they're having a shitty day. They're shitty people, and they're putting it out on other people. That's fucked up. Wow.
How do you really feel?
Good now?
I actually feel a lot better.
She
I
just rubbed
that.
One night out on air.
I really feel a lot better.
That was fantastic.
That was wow.
Now before Diana went off on her thing, it was you heard a friend of the show, Sean Greenwood, explain. That is not, in fact, the intent of anything. So, yeah, I'm not going to. The story continues because it's way too long because it's a small TV station. But anyway, the company says it called the family once the letter was received. Ben and Jerry's was open to hearing their suggestions, such as changing the name of the ice cream to honor their son. But that is not a promise that the company can make. Quote, to us, there's no way that Ben and Jerry's has condoned or endorsed or marketed hazing with this flavor.
And why would you make a flavor to honor their son? You didn't kill their son.
Yeah.
You had nothing to do with that.
They were trying to be nice. See, this is what happens when you try to be nice to people. They no one can take it. They're just like, well, it's not a, you know, no, it's hazelnut. It's hazed and confused. I'm sorry for your loss. You need more therapy. Peace out.
That's it.
That's exactly what it's fuck. And I get Ben and Jerry's like, your friend's really cool. He's been on the show. He's really cool. And I get like what, you know, what they're doing. Like they're like pretty much a family company. Like they do that. They're like more lighthearted and they're trying to make everyone happy. And it's people like this fucking family that's really just ruining it for everybody.
Well,
and taking advantage of that.
I think it says a lot for Ben and Jerry's that they got this letter. And they actually reached out to the family because normally you just round file that shit. You go, oh, this is nonsense, and you put it to the side. And if when the news media comes up and goes, hey, blah, 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 you come out and go, yeah, that wasn't the intention. We're sorry, and move on. You never hear of companies contacting people like this and taking it to be a personal thing. Like, we're sorry that this happened, but this wasn't our intention in any way. Because, quite frankly, they don't owe this family an explanation for anything.
No, they don't. And this family should have seriously hazed and confused. It was about hazing. That's such a fucking stretch.
Yeah,
such a stretch where they're really just ruining it for everybody. And I feel really bad. I do, because I understand like you lose a child, especially to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really shitty situation. But that doesn't mean you need to become those people.
Right.
And if you're already those parents, then I really just don't associate with you.
All right. Well, they're from Florida. So let's do a little Florida Corner. We didn't do it last show, but I can't go a whole week with no Florida Corner. Headline, woman set boyfriend ablaze, claimed he was participating in fire challenge stunt. That's right. A Florida woman was arrested for setting her boyfriend on fire after she doused him with rubbing alcohol, claimed the victim had been participating in the so-called fire challenge when things went awry. According to cops, Marcos Fuentes suffered burns to 20% of his body on a Sunday morning in the Bradenton home he shares with Nicole Stevens. As Fuentes was being loaded into an emergency medical helicopter, he told the county sheriff's officer that Stevens became jealous when she saw him texting on his phone. He said that Stevens threw medical alcohol all over him before igniting his clothes on fire with a lighter. Stevens, who was not home when the cops arrived, was later contacted by phone by deputies. She reported that Stevens claimed Fuentes was participating in the alcohol challenge and things went awry. She wasn't home. She added, well, when the cops came, she added that she left the residence because she was scared. Right.
Wow.
I was scared. Stevens, investigators noted, declined repeated requests to return to the home and provide proof that she did nothing wrong. She was subsequently located at another residence and arrested. She's locked up in lieu of $15,000 on a felony aggravated assault charge. Fuentes suffered second-degree burns on his left side from his shoulder down to past his waist. There's a picture of them in happier times. on a Facebook photo from June. The fire challenge actually is a thing, sadly, on Facebook and YouTube, where a participant pours rubbing alcohol on their skin and then set it on fire. The flames are then supposed to be quickly extinguished. However, a lot of idiots have suffered serious burns because lighting yourself on fire is a bad idea.
Dumbasses.
People did that. That sunscreen was a thing, too. Do you guys remember that? They spray themselves with the spray sunscreen.
The aerosol sunscreen. Mm-hmm. It should be noted that he is Hispanic and she is African American with a gold tooth. So he should have known better than to be texting somebody.
Exactly. You deserve to be set on fire for being stupid.
Well, also,
she had a gold tooth.
Yes.
Oh, Florida. Yeah. Florida.
Also in Florida, Lake Worth, a 19-year-old man told Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies he was, quote, having fun urinating on cars and walking in traffic. Eric Ravello's fun ended in arrest. He faces charges of battery on an officer, battery on EMT, resisting an officer, and escape. Deputies were called out near the College Park District where they were told the man was urinating on cars. According to the report made public, Ravello's mother told deputies she tried to get him help in the past and even hospitalized him under the state's Baker Act, but didn't let him in her home because she feared his violent outburst. As deputies questioned him, Ravello told them he smoked marijuana and drank alcohol earlier. Because he was walking in traffic, deputies told him he had to go to the hospital to be evaluated. When they tried to put handcuffs on him, Ravello pushed deputies, put his arm around an officer's neck, tried to put him in a headlock. According to the report, another deputy tried to pull him off. Ravello twisted the deputy's arm. One deputy was able to use his stun gun. It's unclear from the report if he used the darts or just the stun. Ravello ran off, but deputies were able to catch him and arrest him. He was taken to the medical center where he was medically cleared to be taken to jail. One deputy watching him noticed he was trying to pull off the handcuff from his right hand. It was attached to the bed. Yeah, the deputy tried to hold him down and the handcuff his other hand to the bed, but Ravello resisted, according to the report. A staff member at the hospital tried to help, but was kicked in the chest multiple times by the teen. A deputy used a dart-firing stun gun on him then, when he was handcuffed by one hand to the bed. He remained at the county jail, and bails him, he said, at $12,000.
$51.50.
Yeah, but that's not just weed and alcohol. There is something else. They lied.
What's that? $51.50?
No. He said he drank alcohol and smoked weed.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He lied.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened. Like, when I was on the psych ward, they had this one kid and they're like, yeah, he's schizo. And it turned out he was just like a meth addict.
What?
Which part?
When I was in the psych ward.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah. I spent last year. Oh, wait. It's over a year now. A year and a month. I spent a week in a psych ward.
Wow. There's a revelation.
I was $51.50 and then $52.50.
What's a $52.50?
They can keep you as long as they want.
Oh, so we're lucky we got you out.
Yeah, I told, because they kept me longer because I refused to take medication.
Ah.
And then I told, because they do hearings every Friday and Monday, and I was like, you know I'm going to win my hearing. And it's actually really rare to win a hearing, but all the nurses were like, dude, unless you get royally fucked over, like, you should win your hearing. And then my doctor was like, yeah, I know, but... like, I can keep you here till then. I was like, wow, you bitch. She just wanted me to go on meds.
Ah.
So it was really fucked up.
That's quite a story.
Were your parents trying to straighten you out?
Mm-mm. No, they kicked me out for being gay. I was living out of my car. What happened? Yeah, I was living, but I got really, really, because my ex threw me out. And then I wasn't talking to my parents at that time because I was kicked out. And then... I got really drunk. My blood alcohol when I was admitted was 0.36.
Wow.
0.32 or something.
You're
like
a
that.
Pickle.
But everyone thought I was sober.
That's
scary.
That is scary. And
then,
it really is.
And then I was on detox and then they put me. And so you're not actually supposed to do like a psych eval if you're not drunk, but they all thought I was sober. And then they admitted me, and then all the nurses thought I was sober, and they looked at my chart, and they're like, you should be dead. And then my heart rate didn't get above, like, a 20 or 30 for, like, the first 4 days.
Wow.
I checked myself in.
She's a miracle.
That, no kidding. Well, we're glad you're better now.
Let me touch you. You
just rub my head. It's like, good luck. You can drink as much as you want and pretend to be sober.
It's a miracle.
No kidding. Well, we're glad you're better.
I felt weird because my therapist, when she found out, she was like, you should be dead, like all this, and it's like not anything to be proud about. I'm like, do you not see how much I can drink? That's like usually like how we brag. But then she was like, maybe that's not a funny. So she wasn't happy about that.
You know, there's times for joking and then there's times for not
joking.
Yeah,
that's definitely not one of those times. But yeah, it was
when you're
crazy.
Being held on a psych hold is not the time for joking.
No. The I will say that the mental health institution is fucked up. It's really fucked up.
Yeah, that's
really bad.
It's a big problem. But
I was in the, they told me, I was like, what is it, the four seasons? I was in the four seasons of psych wards in Sacramento.
Wow.
Is what they told me.
Well.
And it was the shittiest place I've ever seen.
In Sacramento. I mean.
Or no, in like Northern California. It was like one of the nicest, because I've talked to people that's like been in the system, and like they've been to different psych wards, and They're like, yeah, this is the nicest one, like by far.
Well, that would explain why all the homeless people would rather live by the river. if that's the state of everything, I'd rather live by the river too.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even see it.
That's pretty bad. My friends came and visited me. They're like, dude, why? Because someone, I guess, went to the window and was like yelling through it. I don't know if they're like fucking with them or something. But my friends were like, dude, this thing is like Girl Interrupted. This shit is crazy. I'm like, yeah, that's where they put the crazy people.
Have you seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I was just curious if it was like that. Nurse Ratched bringing out the meds.
She should watch it.
You should watch it.
Right? I'll get like, I'm going to call them and it's call on the director and be like, this brought up bad feelings.
It's on Netflix. It's a really, actually, that was one movie. I took a psych 101 class over a summer, and that was one of the things we did, was we watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Jack.
That was one of the,
I need to watch that then.
Yeah, you do. It's, if nothing else, it's an interesting and having a different perspective on it. I'd like to hear your take on it. So
next episode of the Will Hong podcast.
It's the next episode.
Wow, that's quite a revelation.
Yeah, I thought you all dropped knew that.
No, we did not.
Oh, this is awkward.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's the beauty of a podcast is we put ourselves out there to the world.
Exactly.
I talk about my two ex-wives and.
I talk about white people. Yeah.
Green complains about white people. It's terrible. It's all that. But
I'm glad that's out there. Yeah.
So
I'm certified crazy. I can't own a gun for 5 years.
Well,
no, 4 years,
four
now.
Years now.
Hell okay. Yeah.
Let the countdown begin.
Guess what I'm going to buy in 4 years, you guys?
All right, let's set it up, people. keep buying on Amazon through
exactly,
NateDarlingShow.com. We need to get Diana a gun in 4 years.
Yes.
And take me to the Bunny Ranch.
Yes, Bunny Ranch. Well, Nevada, you'll be able to get a gun in Nevada. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's right there. Once they put the damn fire out, so there isn't all that smoke up there.
Yeah.
Smoking shit. All right, let's wrap this up. This is
when's your birthday?
May 12th.
Okay, we'll go into the Bunny Ranch on your birthday.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, well, this isn't super small town, but because I can't find the thing I saved, this is going to have to do. Spartanburg, South Carolina police arrested Shane Gregory, who's 22, for shoplifting at Priscilla McCall's store. After setting the store's front door security alarms off, he was asked to remove the contents of his pockets by a store employee. He obliged because, you know, that's what one does, and allegedly removed one condom and one pocket pussy belonging to the store. That's right.
What kind of store was this?
Priscilla McCall's store. According to the police report obtained by the Smoking Gun, the store employee, Mary Jane McGraw, thought Gregory, whom she remembered from the time he applied for a job there, was behaving strangely. Gregory apparently asked her questions about some of the store's product. See, Priscilla McCall's bills itself as catering to customers wishing to enhance their relationship or to those just wanting to have fun.
You always act a little awkward when you're trying to steal some pussy.
Oh, nice.
He then attempted to leave, setting off the alarms. From the Smoking Gun, McGraw confronted Gregory and asked him to empty his pockets. Gregory initially fished out a condom from his pocket, which prompted McGraw to ask what else he had. The employee told police that, quote, he then pulled a pocket pussy out of his pants. Say that three times
fast.
That's
funny. McGraw just pulled out his dick.
That's pretty much what just happened.
McGraw then called police to the store, who arrested Gregory for shoplifting and took him to the county jail.
Who sticks around to be arrested for a pocket pussy?
He was released 6 hours later. I mean,
that was so, it would be so embarrassing that you wouldn't just stand there and wait.
Well, listen, I mean, they knew who he was.
Okay, then those, you pick me up down the street. I am not sitting here to be arrested.
Well, hold on. You're going to sit there and wait for the police to show up, mister. You can't just walk out of here with a pocket pussy.
That's it.
And
if I've known it, that's what I stole. I am not stopping at the door when there's a thing going on.
And here are some comments for you. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets off. Well,
small town news.
Well, he has it coming.
Oh.
It was only by a stroke of luck that he was caught.
Oh, my God.
And
they get better.
I don't know. It seems like he really blew it.
No, we should have ended on the stroke one.
I would have never marked him for a prick pocket. He won't escape the warm hand of justice. And he's in for a load of ribbing.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is why I read the comments. This is why, because sometimes you get really good little puns there.
Sometimes you do. That's absolutely true. So... that's going to do it for Small Town News. And that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you for joining us. Next week, again, no Christiana because it's September and it's a very stressful time for her.
Ooh, somebody else will make some really revealing.
Revelation. You never know. You never know what you're going
to
hear.
Wake me up when September. Oh, I don't know how that song goes.
So, yeah, next week we're going to have a special guest. Someone you've heard on the podcast before. But you won't be able to place them. That's the teaser. That'll be next week on the show. This weekend, I'm going to go see the Gaslight Anthem in Oakland because they're awesome.
So jealous.
Yeah. You should be.
So but jealous.
I don't know who the fuck they are.
Well, that's because you're not white, Kareem.
Thank you.
I'm still here.
Thank God.
But you know who they are.
Yeah, because he's played them for me. And then I was like, oh, I kind of dig it. Like, yeah.
Banana.
So we're gonna,
it's fucking high school all over again.
So we're going to wrap up the show with the title track from their new album. This is Get Hurt. It's the Gaslight Anthem on the Nate Darling Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
Baby, between what was mine and what was yours, and I came to get hurt. Can you say a prayer for me?